Hey, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we have our good friends in from the Children's Attention Home of Rock Hill. We have Devontae Walker as well as Katie Motzinger, and friends, an action-packed month that we can do our part and help raise awareness and funds for the Children's Attention Home.
Yep, that's lots to do.
So let's start with, we'll kind of do this in order. You want to start with Superhero Day. We'll start with today, right? Actually, we can do our part today.
Yeah, so today we actually are a part of the grand opening of the Moe's up by Carowinds, and they selected us to be part of that. So from 11 to 2 today, if you go to Moe's, it's off of Cabela's Drive, then you pay what you want, and you get an entree, a drink, and a side, and all of the proceeds, 100% of it, goes to benefit the home and benefit the children that we serve.
And you do such a wonderful job serving the children. It's hard for us to realize that child abuse happens in our backyard. Mm-hmm. And to know that you are there and helping the community and being part of our community, not only from what you do serving the children, but also helping us as a community be more aware of how we can help. Mm-hmm. So this is actually what National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and all of these things are ways that community can show up, make a difference, and get fed, and, you know, learn a little bit more than you knew before. Yeah. So,
You'll see folks wearing the pinwheel pin, and I see both of you two have that on as well. And you can use the hashtag #SpeakUpYorkCounty, all one word, #SpeakUpYorkCounty, to do your part. All right. So if let's say you make it out to Moe's Day, or you can't make it out to Moe's Day, you can make it up with Superhero Day on Friday, April the 20th.
Yes, Superhero Day is something we came up with for our Spirit Week. We are partnering with Safe Passage. It's basically just a day for you to dress up as your favorite superhero, whether it's wearing a cape or just wearing a t-shirt, just to say that these survivors, these children, and people who have survived child abuse are heroes in some respect, as well as the people who are working with them. So first responders, DSS, other community agencies that are really trying to prevent child abuse. They're heroes.
Yes.
Well said. Perfect. Those are the heroes that we look up to. We like Spider-Man. We like Wonder Woman. Those are cool. But they don't really exist. These heroes exist right here in our community. Mm-hmm. Healing and an empowerment rally is coming up on Saturday, April the 21st. Now, this is in Columbia, right?
Yes.
All right. So tell us what's going to happen on this day.
It is a rally sponsored by an organization called Heal With Me. This rally is specific to child sexual abuse. And as you mentioned earlier, as much as we want to think that these things don't happen, they do. And so it's a rally for survivors. It's a rally for people who want to advocate against it. Just a rally for people who want to show their support. And it's at the State House in Columbia from 9 to 10 a.m.
All right. And on Saturday, again, Saturday, April the 21st, here at home, it's an evensong service.
Yeah, so the Episcopal Church of Our Savior over off of Caldwell Street, they do a quarterly concert, and with this one, they're doing Vivaldi's Gloria, and if you know Gloria and you want to come sing in it, you're welcome to do so, but they've chosen for the proceeds of that concert to benefit the home as well, and as well as to give us a chance for all of those that will be attending, and like with Moe's today, just to raise awareness that this happens in our community. You know, the benefit of the dollars is great, but you know, I was thinking on the way here, just what a collective impact we can have as a community when it's not just us doing it, or DSS those on the front lines with the police force and all of that, but if as a community we can recognize that this happens and be aware. Mm-hmm. Awareness is huge. If you don't know that something's happening, you don't know to speak up and say something. And so I think just having your eyes open and looking at a child, I think we see it commonly where we see a child maybe misbehaving, or we see a child who maybe looks different, or maybe is hungry all the time, or the clothes aren't always washed. Whatever the case may be, there are signs of child abuse. And I think just to look at that child, and instead of in a judgmental way saying, oh, that child's different, but to say, what happened? What's going on? And looking at it from a lens of trauma as opposed to a lens of critical, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Just a critical eye.
Well, that's a good question to challenge folks to start looking at a situation like that. And it's also probably nice. You all are trained in what you do. You go to school for this. You see stories that we probably won't ever believe. But I assume after a certain point that still is draining day in and day out. So it's nice to have this community support to kind of tap in a little bit to kind of help and give you a break just for a little bit.
It is. But I'll tell you, because my background is not in social work. My background is in public relations and public policy. But But personally, I've worked with this just because my family adopted my youngest sister out of child welfare. Mm-hmm. And so knowing her story, the path that she's walked, and then coming to work at the Children's Attention Home, it's something everybody can learn. Mm-hmm. It's not something that expertise or schooling prevents you, if you don't have that, from being able to make an impact.
Perfect.
For me, it's been personal education and learning from people like Devontae and learning from those that work directly with our kids at the home or who do have that educational background. But it doesn't take an education to make a difference in child abuse.